All right, Joe Bartnick, I know you're into fantasy football. Are you also into free cash, too?
Yeah, it's two things I love and two things I'm not good at, is money and fantasy football. But that's why I love FanDuel, because I can start again every week with a new team, and they double my money.
It's great. FanDuel.com is awesome. You can pick a whole new team. That means your team is not going to get, if somebody gets wiped out early in the season, one of your players gets hurt or something, you just pick a fresh team every week and go again.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing I hate about other fantasy leagues is the bye week, the dreaded bye week. There's no bye week in FanDuel. You just pick a whole new team. And the beauty is, if you use the code word PUCK, they double your money up to $200.
You got to love that. And you get an immediate cash payout. You know, Joe Watson from New York played for less than 2 weeks last season and won over $30,000. That guy. Where is he now? I want some of that money.
$30,000.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, come on, Joe. Kick down.
Yeah, man. And if you're a first-time user, you just go to FanDuel.com, click on the mic, and enter promo code PUCK. They'll match your initial deposit dollar for dollar up to $200.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I'm like pretty much used mine up.
It's pretty cool. And you can play for as little as a buck.
Yeah. Up to 200.
No upfront fees.
No upfront. It's just right there. It's just boom. Believe when we're talking. Me and Fraser are not good at computers. It was simple to use.
Even we could do it.
Yeah.
So you guys, we know, can do it. Enter PUCK at FanDuel.com. That's FanDuel.com. Promo code PUCK. And $200 offer expires soon. So go there now. FanDuel.com. That's FanDuel.com. All right. Oh, there goes the clock. The game is officially underway.
Hey, Frazier.
What's going on there, Joe Bartnick?
I'm fired up, man. We had a great weekend on KLOS, the mothership.
Man, I got a lot of nice comments on you being on the show.
Thank you. I had so much fun. I mean,
you were great.
Thank you.
Well, you're like a pro. You're a professional.
We've only had a year and a half to practice.
Yeah, we did kind of ramp up.
We did do 10 minutes.
We ramped up. A big 10. But you know what? You were fantastic, and you zinged me, too.
When it was good one. I've never used on this show.
So good. Let's set it up again. I said I went to the Gordie Howe Hockey School, and I was actually honored when he shot a rubber band at me.
And I said, that's the only thing he stopped all camp. It's true, funny. True. I'm glad I saved it for the KLOS. Like, I could have used it maybe 10 times here, but I saved it up.
I see how you do it now.
For the mothership. But it was great seeing you in your home office. It was just, you know, boom.
Well,
right
thanks.
There.
Thanks,
you know,
buddy. I had a great
Marie
time.
Is so much prettier than Mel, though.
Well, that is true. That much is true.
Mel, great producer. Just
good producer.
Nowhere near as pretty.
Nope, you're right.
But just good people over there. It was a good time.
Well, we enjoyed having you on the show. We got a lot of nice comments. So
thank you.
You'll be joining us many more times.
Right on. We had so much. The season started, and for some teams.
Yeah, for some.
For some, it didn't. We got a ton to talk about this show. And as always, we want to thank the great fans of Puck Off.
The fans of Puck Off are so great.
Yeah, super people. And I love when they get involved. And we'll save the fantasy update for a little bit. We'll save the fantasy update.
But should we talk about some of the brainstorming ideas we have?
Yes, there's a company getting involved with, because they want to market us because, you know, things are going good here. Surprise! You know, we're kind of the Penguins right now. We're 2-0 right now.
2-0. Look at your Penguins.
2-0. So they're getting involved. So they want to have stuff for us to sell or promote the show. So the captain came up with a great idea: magnetic pucks.
Yeah. How about a refrigerator magnet that's a puck?
Yeah,
and it says puck off.
Yes.
You gotta love that. And the other idea,
and if we put our pictures on, no one will be hungry anymore. It's a dietary plan.
Yeah, it can actually
help. put our mugs on the fridge, and people are like, you know what, I don't want to eat anymore.
Not those two guys.
Yeah, I'm tired of eating.
That we're actually helping people with their diets.
Exactly.
And then the other thing is a bumper sticker that says "Puck Off," because who wouldn't want to say "Puck Off" on the back of your car?
I think that's the true genius.
Come on, Maria.
That's the true genius. That's why you're the captain.
Well.
That's why you take the ceremony first. That's why you take the first face off ceremonially.
Thank you. But I could just see it on the back of a bumper.
I think,
yeah.
Yeah. Hockey fans across the country unite.
I love it. And
country, the world, or the,
it's North, the world.
No, yeah, we do. We have Australia and Canada,
and a lot of Swedish fans.
Yes, we do.
For some reason, I don't know what that is, but
that,
you know,
that I, we're that proud of it. We're, but we love them.
Yeah, we love them.
We take them all. If you're in Mars right now listening, join aboard.
Yeah, those guys can skate.
They, you know, they're known for
there's nothing but ice up on that.
And is that a cold?
It's very cold.
It's cold in Mars.
Yeah,
or is it hot?
It's hot and cold.
Hot and cold. Yeah,
yeah.
I know hockey. I don't know.
But
science.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Yeah. It's like the Arizona. Oh my God! Can you believe the
Arizona? I can't get used to saying that.
The Kings went into Arizona and laid an egg.
Yeah.
But then they came back and won the next two against the Little Sisters of the Poor. We'll talk about our mistress team first, the LA Kings, the Stanley Cup champion. Oh, you know what? We'll do the top of the news first before we break
down
the teams.
Top of the news. All right. So the top of the news right now, Oilers fans are throwing their jerseys on the ice. We have a beef with that because that's stupid.
Yeah.
Give them to the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Another great idea from the captain before the first shift. First shift, you're just knocking him out. You're gonna get three. You got 3 points. You got a Gordie Howe hat trick on the first shift.
I kind of stole that one. I got an assist from you on that one.
But seriously, if you're gonna throw your shit, first of all, you're disrespecting the guys out there playing hard. I mean, they don't want to lose. They don't want to stink. They probably don't even want to live in Edmonton. So why are you making them mad?
Yeah,
you know, and then throwing the jersey. That disrespects the great. You know who wore that jersey? The great one. But I would say, I dare you to throw that shirt in front of Messier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Taylor Hall might not enter the stands, but I'll tell you something. I would not want to be in the first 10 rows if you throw the shirt when Messier's standing.
He's coming in there.
He's coming in the stands.
But here's the thing, though, too. You know what? This happens in a lot of sports. You try it. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
pro hockey.
You've seen me.
Pro hockey. Well, yeah. But, you know, at least you try. But you know what? You get, and I'm sure some of our listeners are good players.
Especially ones at Edmonton.
Yeah.
They probably could be on the fourth line at Edmonton.
Probably pretty good. But you know what? Still, these guys are pros. There's nothing wrong with getting on your team when they're not doing well.
Yeah, booing, you know.
Yeah, but throwing a jersey, I think, and it's better to give them to the kids.
Yeah,
the kids,
give them to a kid. I mean, I didn't have a jersey until I was old enough to buy one when I was like 22 years old. And some people think I was too old to buy a jersey. You know, some people are against people wearing jerseys, but not me. But
no, I like them.
Yeah, I do too. But you know what I'm saying, though? It's like, you know, they're 100 and some bucks. I don't know where they are, Canadian. You're sick of Taylor Hall or you're sick of Eberle. Then give it to a kid. I'm sure he'd want it.
The kid would still love it.
Throw it on the ice. Yeah. Now, we don't have the problem in Florida is not people throwing their jerseys because empty seats can't throw.
They wish they had people to throw jerseys in Florida. Well, they had 7,000 in attendance.
I heard that 7,000 was counting everybody twice.
Now, why are they having so much trouble down there? I mean, the team isn't great for sure, but what is it? Is bad product, bad arena location? What is it?
It's all of the above. I think number one, it's a bad team. When you're bad for 10 years and you live in Florida, I mean, you're not, I mean, let's face it, Pittsburgh, even Edmonton for sure, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah. You're going to go watch the team play. Florida. I'm going to a wet t-shirt contest. I mean, there's a million things to do in Florida. And if you know anything about Florida, and I don't know if you do, Frasier, but I don't know if Maria does, but Florida is like my Miami metro area goes for about 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And they're up at the – and this arena is like at the northwest corner of – you know, like people who live in Miami, they got to drive like an hour and a half to even get near the arena.
For a team that's not doing that well.
No.
So it's tricky.
Yeah, it actually is kind of like the same problem that had the Arizona, I want to say the Arizona Diamondbacks for some, the Coyotes have. It's weird calling them Arizona.
It is weird.
Because they're way out in the boonies too. You know, that arena is really far away.
I've never understood why they do that. Who do they think? I mean, you know.
They get these sweetheart deals. We're like, oh, look, you can have all the parking and you can have this if you and no taxes. But then no one comes.
But then no one comes. You don't make any money.
They don't make any money.
Well, you know what? Now, did the Panthers ever have a chance to be good?
They were good the year they crushed the Penguins' hopes the year that Captain Ron Francis got hurt. and they beat him in the West in the finals, only to get destroyed.
But what about in the future?
I just think they should move. I think they should move, but then I hate to say that because there's 5,000 people at that game who would be crushed. And as someone who's had their team, you know, hung over their head like they're going to move, I don't want to see them move for that reason. But
yeah, like the loyal core fan.
Yeah, you don't want to see them move, but get better. They have one young guy that's good in Huberdeau. I don't know what the answer. And apparently, the guy that owns Miami is a billionaire, and he makes enough money on like concerts at that arena that he doesn't like. He's fine with the arena. He's fine. He doesn't want to win. He wants to win, but he's
comfortable.
He's comfortable. So
well, you know, let's hope they can do something.
Yeah, it just looks. I don't like when I don't like when. Team. I don't. Yes, that, and I don't like when it's like the only thing they show on ESPN is like, hey, look. There's only 5,000 people at the game. You know, I hate when
that's not going to help.
I hate when things come up where like they like that's when they show hockey. Like, oh, this guy gets maimed with a stick, or oh, there's no one here. They never show like they never show like Stamkos getting a hat trick or something fabulous.
They don't really love hockey there. Although I heard they've got a new executive there that is a hockey guy. I heard them talking
at ESPN.
Yeah.
Well, because I had dinner, I don't know if I told this on the air, but I had dinner and I worked on the ESPYs. I met the president of ESPN.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
And of course, I was having dinner with him. We had like 12 people, and of course, I just could not resist.
You got
to
say
something. Of course,
something.
I wasn't asked back to ever write an ESPY. But I said, you got to tell me why you don't have hockey on.
What did he say?
He said, and this is not breaking news, but he said that they actually outbid NBC. MSNBC or at that time it was Versus, but owned by NBC. Now it's MBCSN. They outbid him by like $10 million, but that Bettman was just so much of not a sore loser, but just was like wanted to stick it to ESPN because ESPN stuck it to him one other time.
Right,
that he took NBC's money.
Wow,
and I'll tell you the truth, I don't need that. Like, oh, we're on ESPN once a week, and then get pushed back in the back burner all the rest of the time because I love it on NBC every night.
Yeah, that's
kind of cool. NBC loves it. So I don't need that, but I just don't like the negative coverage of it. Like they can't wait to step on it. That's what gets me. I don't want to show it. That's fine. You can show all the poker you want, right, Maria? But
Maria likes poker. but here's the thing. Look at. I mean, they do let Barry Melrose do a thing with Neil Everett quite often. It's those two.
Yeah.
And I think Barry Melrose is great.
Oh, well,
I love Barry Melrose. But that's all they get. They get that little Barry Melrose corner.
Yeah, he drove around with Sid for the preseason show. They drove around with Sid. Well, you know, I tweet about five times a year. I tweet Free Melrose. Hashtag Free Melrose.
Meaning
more, let Barry go somewhere. Come to MSNBC or whatever.
Man, he's good. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Melrose is good.
He's great.
I don't know about those suits, but
yeah, he cleaned up his hair too.
Yeah, the hair's got a. He needs a trim, but he's a cool dude.
He's super cool. We got to get him on this show. Wouldn't that be
it'd be
for
awesome,
like the 100th episode?
I'm a huge
fan
of the guy because he's smart about it. He really knows the game.
Yeah, and I think he likes the game like we like the game. You know, we don't like cheap shots, but we like tough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's
you know, we don't like BS, but that's what he likes it tough.
And he'll call somebody out.
Oh, yeah.
They're not playing well.
Calls a lot.
But he also gives people props if they're playing good. And he knows who's playing good.
Oh, he does. He watches every game.
He reminds me of John Gruden in football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That kind of knowledge. He knows the league.
Exactly. You know. Except the league wants Gruden back. Sorry, Barry. Remember, Barry came back for like a cup of coffee.
I know. What happened there? I still can't figure what happened there. But
yeah, I don't know.
He's in a better place now, though.
Oh, yeah. What was Barry thinking? I think he thought that. He got up one morning, went to practice. Like, what am I doing here?
Well, it's got to be. When you've been an announcer, it's so much easier than being a coach. Being a coach has got to be
I would think.
If you have a good team, maybe not.
Yeah.
But. All right. Now, here's a couple other things we wanted to talk about before we get into the week. Chris Pronger is the head of NHL safety. Is that a good move?
Well, he's up for the job.
I mean, do you think he...
No, I think it's a ridiculously horrible move. It's like putting Osama bin Laden in charge of the TSA. I mean, it's
which I think would have been a no.
He was a flyer. He was known for being on the edge, if not over the edge, as a player. He's the guy, the first Penguin Flyer game ever, when Hitchcock said, go out and teach Crosby a lesson, he put a stick over his face and broke his two front teeth.
He's hurt more
and that's
people
why,
than anybody.
And that's why Sid hates the Flyers. And then he came back and scored the game-winning goal against them the first time in Philly. And that's why Sid is the number one hated guy in Philly. That's why he's like the ground zero for Sid hate is always in Philly because of Chris Pronger. Pronger is a man. He took a puck in the chest one time and came back like in overtime. I mean, I will never knock. Pronger's tough, or how great of a player he was, but he should not be in charge. He took more cheap shots than anybody.
He hurt more people than anybody. he's in charge of safety.
He really did. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, it's that's just pathetic. I mean,
now what about Milbury saying that he wants no more fighting in the NHL? Is he a hypocrite,
Captain? You know the answer to that. Of course, he's a hypocrite. If you ever new to hockey or you just want to relive some old great memories, Google hockey shoe crowd. You're going to come up with Milbury going into the crowd and beating a guy with his own shoe.
Yeah. I mean, you got to love that, actually. No.
Milbury was a big bad Bruin.
Yeah.
You know, up until like 3 weeks ago, all we ever wanted to see was people fight. And what's the response, you know? Oh, like he wanted Orpik to fight when he got, you know, cheap shotted by Thornton. Like he was all about fighting until about 2 weeks ago. I don't know what.
What do you think that is?
I don't know what changed his mind, to be honest with you. I really don't. Is he dating Joan Baez now? Like,
wow.
We just skewed about 90.
Yeah.
But
I like the reference.
Yeah, thank you. But I don't know why he's
Maria's like who?
He's a pacifist. I don't know what
I don't know how that happened. But well, all right.
I don't know. I mean, maybe NBC wanted to tone I don't know. They love the fighting. It's Rivalry Wednesday. They don't want to tone down the fighting.
No, I wouldn't think so. All right. Now, here's the next issue is the ref cam. Do you like the ref cam?
I don't. Do you like the ref cam?
No, it kind of makes me dizzy.
It makes you dizzy? Yeah, it makes me a little dizzy, too.
Yeah. It's okay on some of the replays, but...
Well, some of the replays are kind of cool because you can see, like, okay, it went out, you know, to make the call.
I see what he was seeing. Yeah.
Right. But I don't like... I don't even like the goal. I don't even like the shot from behind the net. Do you like that when the...
No, that's a weird shot, too.
I just like watching the game normally. I get dizzy quick, when it's like, oh, we're flipping shots. There's always when I want to... Someone's coming up ice, and they switch to the behind-the-net look. It's like, just, you know, producer, just relax. Put the camera right there. Let's see everything that happens. I don't need special effects in hockey. I just need the game.
Well, they've always said that hockey was tough to cover, you know, TV-wise.
Well, because they want to, you know, it's like anything. It's like, you know, people that want to just make their jobs seem important. This guy wants to yell out camera shots to people, but you just want to see. It's easy to cover. It's easy. Just put the camera there. Excuse me, and let the action happen.
Well, yeah, but they've always claimed that. Well,
you know what I mean, though, Fred.
Yeah, no, I do. What about player cams?
Now that would be fun.
See, I like that.
I think that's a great idea.
Have every player with a camera on their helmet,
like a GoPro.
Yeah, like a GoPro on their helmet.
Yeah. Well, the ref cam isn't like a little GoPro. It's like a big, huge thing. It's like it looks like it's from Star Wars.
Yeah, those are heavy, too.
Yeah,
those guys, by the end of the game, their neck is killing them.
Yeah. I wonder if the players, I bet they would fight it. I bet they wouldn't want to wear that. They think it would slow them down. The camera that big. Now, a little GoPro
wouldn't.
I don't think so. But that thing is huge. I don't know because it has to be HD. Well, aren't GoPros HD? I'm out of my realm. I know nothing now. All right, before we get into the, before we get a couple of orders of business here, first of all, a big shout out. 40-year anniversary to the one and only Mike Lang this year.
One of the great announcers.
Yeah, Hall of Famer. It was great. He got a big ovation in Pittsburgh, and they made a big deal about it all over the country because, you know, all those famous sayings, they're basically all Mike Lang's. He's the best. If you only know him from Sudden Death, That's Mike Lang. So, it's always great to and in L.A. we're blessed because we have Bob Miller, another Hall of Famer, and Jim Fox. Jim Fox does a great job.
They're both awesome.
He's very underrated, and that leads me to the one little shout out I want to give. A lot of people, especially Kings fans, absolutely hate the Ducks guys. You know, John Errol, I don't really know how to say his last name, and Brian Hayward. And let me tell you something. Because I live in L.A., I had to watch the Ducks feed of the Penguins game. And usually when it's the other team's announcers, unless they're really good, like you really end up hating them by the end of the show.
Sure.
I thought they called a great standard issue game. I know how much you listen to those guys, Frisch, but
I've heard them a couple times. They're good.
Yeah, no, they really are.
Solid.
Like, you
they're
know, people dock them around here, but it's like, I had nothing but good things to say about them.
Well, it's hard to compete with Bob Miller.
No, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, it's like impossible to compete with Bob Miller. Yeah, yeah. I mean, but you know what I mean, though. It's like usually, like even like you know, they always have those things where like, oh, like, when Pierre does a game, I haven't said how much I hate Pierre yet this year. Isn't that amazing?
Not yet.
But you know how like people think like, oh, when Philly plays Pittsburgh, like, oh, he blows Drew the whole time, or he blows Sid. Like it's like evenly amount of people hate him on each side. Because you feel that way when you watch a game, but I watched the Ducks and felt even.
Yeah, that's
even,
cool.
Even felt fair. I felt the thing was called fair. All right.
All right, here we go.
Here we go for some music cues. We are ready for it. I'm going to let you pick these now. I'll set them up, and you pick the official Puck Off Goon of the Week,
Goon
Captain
of the Week.
Fridge. Are you ready? Here we go.
Great theme. Great theme for our
Goon of the Week. Here we go. Here are your choices. Thank you very much, Maria. Here are your choices. Now, we have, it's going to be my pick, but we'll let you do the pick. My pick, Zach Sill, guy I loved, just barely made the Penguins. I loved him. I voted for him. I mean, I voted for him. I pleaded on Twitter all month for him to be, and he fought your buddy Stoner.
Stoner.
The guy from the Ducks, big guy.
Big dude.
And he knocked him down. He won the fight. So we
still won.
So that could be a Goon of the Week. It's a choice there. Another one would be you like the name Cal Clutterbuck.
You gotta love Clutterbuck.
Now, he didn't win a fight per se, but Nathan Gerby, the smallest guy in the league, is like 5'5", right?
Yeah.
He just kind of tapped him, just like, oh, you're gonna run into me. You know, just hey, please, they put his hand up, like you know, you're gonna bump into me. Like if he was in church, it's like, oh, you're gonna bump into, you're not looking. Gerby flew about 30 feet. Started some
well,
rough
Clutterbuck's
stuff.
Clutterbuck's pretty tough.
Started some rough stuff. Now, another fight that happened was a guy that never fights. Ryan Nugent Hopkins versus Dan Hamnes. I only picked that because he never fights and because it's the Nuge.
The Nuge.
Motor City Madman right there.
Motor City Madman.
Right there, your little hometown there. And the one I think that you might like, the fight of the week for you, we'll see who you pick, though. There's four to pick from, would be two of your favorites, two guys that never drop them.
Never.
Matt Zuccarello.
Who I love.
You love. And TJ Oshie.
Who I love.
Yeah. So there you go.
And they're not fighters.
I know. So let you pick. It's your pick. It's
okay. Goon of the Week, I'm going with Sill.
You're going, look at the little hometown love.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why. If you can knock down Stoner.
Yeah.
Stoner's pretty big. Pretty
yeah.
Tough. Right?
Yeah, he is. He is. All right, look at that. That's my pick.
Although I got to say, Zuccarello and TJ Oshie.
I know. I'm surprised
who won that fight.
It was voted a draw on hockeyfights.com.
Was it? Yeah.
A little bantamweight.
Yeah, two non-fighters.
Yeah.
Going at it.
That's what you love. That's why, like, you know, the staged fights, I can see people say, yeah, you know, that makes it look good. But when two little guys get pissed at each other and start throwing
them. That's just kind of cool.
That's just for the love of the game. All right, since we got music cue number one, are we ready for music cue number two? Our fantasy update. Here you go.
Here we go. Great Stevie Winwood.
There you go.
And Traffic.
Look at that. It sounds like KLOS.
Dear Mr. Fantasy.
Boom, right here. All right, so the fantasy of the week, we're getting a little updates here. I am in like eighth place.
Okay.
Out of 12. Yeah, not so good. I got caught up. I'm not good in the day games. I'm like the old Penguins of the 90s. Columbus Day caught me. All my guys are. Some guys had big days. Like I picked Dominic Roussel to from third liner from the Dallas Stars. He got in a fight in the goal, but picked up a lot of points for me. Unfortunately, he didn't get the wake up call like I didn't. So you will have that during the course of the year. I was just happy that it was 1 year ago. Columbus Day was the day that Stamkos broke his leg.
Yeah.
And then Stamkos came back with a hat trick.
Yeah, I saw that.
On Monday. How great was that?
Awesome.
Remember, we did the show. I think it was like with Steve Byrne. It might have been our first show ever.
I remember when he got hurt.
Yeah. And then I got home to watch the game, and it was like I wanted to throw up because it was like Stamkos broke his leg.
But Stamkos is a great player, and already seems to be back.
He's back. Yeah. He's going to make me look stupid because I picked the team to not have a good year. As far as 1 and 2 – or Dave's team is number one. He's number one in everything but picking a team name.
Yeah, come on, Dave.
Come on, Dave. It's week two in the fantasy. Come on with a name, buddy. Number two is elbowing. Number two is elbowing. And now the two biggest drops, they dropped like 12 points and like 14 points, were the San Antonio Shitbirds.
Which I love that name.
Yeah, that's a great.
I just love that.
It's a great name. He's not even from San Antonio. I don't know.
Who cares? That name is great.
And another great one, Giroux's butt grab.
That's also a great
name. An all time winner. So, yeah. But they fell in the rankings. They fell like 10 points and 11 points. Like they would have been first and second. So
at least they have good names.
Yes, they're winning the battle of names. If not on the ice, they're winning the hearts and minds of all the fans. But that is your fantasy update for
this week.
So there we go.
All right. I love it.
Now we can get down to the week of hand.
Tip of the hat to Maria for getting those theme songs.
Yeah, it's great.
Sounded good.
The ergonomically correct Maria.
She always is. All right. Now, let's do some recaps. The Pens look great. Your team looks great. Why?
I know. I'm so happy because I almost felt like, because we did such a fun show last puck. I ran out of time. Like it was like, oh, it's an hour's up. It's like, I didn't even get to the Penguins. I think I was ripping on some other team too long. They look great. The new coach, Johnson, has him playing upbeat, not long stretch passes coming through neutral center ice together.
Yeah.
And, Hornquist is killing it on Sid's line. And Olimata and Malkin did not play and did not do the preseason. Mata comes out, has 3 assists. Game one looks amazing. Gino looked great. Second game especially, he missed all the camp. And big thing here, Pascal Dupuis is back. It's a big bonus to the team. He's playing with Gino and Sutter. Gino's actually playing right wing. Top players are playing great. And the other thing they got now is they got some team toughness. They got Downey, they got Como.
That helps.
They're sticking up for each other.
Yeah.
And Flowers looked pretty good. He gave one away. He gave away an easy one. Yeah, it's a thing with Flower. He's going to be the subject of my next column.
Well, you've always had issues with him, but then you were sticking up for him too.
Yeah, well, I mean, Flower can't play the puck. Stay in the net, Flower. Every time he goes to play the puck, it's a disaster.
Well, yeah.
I mean, as from the playoffs. Your goaling expertise is at your field of expertise, what do you say? Should you just stay in the net or should you get out of the net?
Well,
and play
I
the
think
puck?
It depends who you are. You know what I mean? Some goalies are good at that, and other guys aren't. I think it's about knowing your strengths,
right?
And your weaknesses. And if you know you're not good at that, then either get better at it and practice, or don't do it.
Yeah, and I mean, he's had if Sid's been in the league 10 years, then I mean. This is Flowers' like 12th year, if he's never
by now. If you don't have it by now, it's probably not one of your strong suits.
Yeah, and when you're up, stay in the net. That's the thing. I think Flowers always going to give up. He's shutouts not his forte. He's going to make a mental error. He's going to get lazy, get sloppy at an angle. He's always going to give up a couple goals. But you know what the thing with Flowers? He stops the big ones.
And that's important.
It's important when you play. He's like, you remember Grant Fuhrer.
Yeah.
Grant Fuhrer doesn't give up some goals, but he stops the big ones.
And that's key.
And that's key, yeah. And, I'm a Flower guy. I've always been a flower guy. There's more guys to blame when things go wrong. To me, it's like blaming the quarterback every time your team loses. You know, it's more than the goalie.
Well, that's
most
the thing about being a goalie that's tricky. You know, you do get the blame a lot.
As did you take more than
You always do.
More than your share.
You
of the...
always do as a goalie, man, because you're the last line of defense.
Were you throwing defensemen under the bus in your day?
I blamed everyone. I always do. Now, I'll tell you the other reason the Pens are on fire, which is obvious, is that Sid is on fire.
Yeah, Sid.
He's playing as well as he ever played. I mean, just from what little I've watched of him, he looks fantastic.
He really does. He really does. Well, knock on wood. Let's have another, you know, injury-free season.
That's the key with him, or with a lot of people. But you know, with him, he's been injured lately. If he's healthy, man, he's scary good.
He just picks up the whole pace. I mean, he's been unstoppable. They've only played two games, but he's definitely looked unstoppable. I mean, you know, and I just think the whole team, you know, the whole team just has something. They're just it's like they're excited about playing right now, which I will
you attribute that to the new coach?
Yeah, I do. Not just to knock Disco the whole time, but it's an easier system to play. It's an easier system to learn. It's just kind of a funner way to play. Just, you know, always kind of moving together.
Well, how about the fact that somebody's fresh? You know, so you've got new leadership in there,
right?
Sometimes that's all it takes.
Yes, and a couple new guys that had a little bit of team toughness, and James Neal was addition by subtraction,
right?
But now, because now this will—I don't know where they are on our list of teams to talk about, but this is exactly what the Boston Bruins have not done.
Yeah,
they've gotten a little weaker. I mean, they lost Iggy. We can sit here and pound Erickson all day. He's not a Ginla. They need to go get a new winger. And they stupidly traded Boychuk for draft picks, and now he's the Islanders' best defenseman by a ton.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a good trade at all.
It was a desperate trade. And it's funny because not the name drop, but as I texted back and forth with Burr last night for like 20 minutes, he was bitching about the Bruins, and I'm like, listed all the things we're talking about right now. Just, you know.
Well, they're off. They're off from where they were in the playoffs. Last year, they looked pretty good in the playoffs.
And then they got smoked.
Early.
Right.
Early.
Well, yeah. Krejci was hurt the first game. They're lucky he's back now. I thought he's going to be out longer. Because if he wasn't going to be out longer, I was going to say, you're going to have to put Bergeron with Lucic and Marchand and just put one line as opposed to having two good lines and just make one line. But go ahead.
Well, they're just never going to replace Iggy.
No, they're not going to replace Iggy. But you know what it is, though? They feel to me like the Penguins felt last year, where, you know, the regular season's a drag and we know we're not quite as good as we used to be. We're going to wait for a trade or see what happens, but we're just kind of stale. But what are you going to do? Julian, much better. I mean, it's not Julian's fault. No. Whereas Disco, you could kind of blame Disco. And Shirelli is one of the best GMs in the world. So you're not going to get rid of it. I mean, I don't know what's going to – and you're not going to change Bergeron or Krejci. It's one of those things, you know. Maybe, you know, who knows?
They got to try to pick someone up in a trade. That's what's got to happen.
Yeah, they've been looking at different people. I don't know. That's a topic probably for another colder day. But I'll tell you, I will talk a team that's up after, you know, semi. We'll talk about the West a little bit, or California a little bit. You know, Kings. If the first game, I mean, you can't have the Sharks or you embarrassed.
No, that was embarrassing.
Sit for a ceremony for a half hour, and then I think they're going to come out and school you.
Yeah. No,
they were a little sour.
Yeah.
And then they went to Arizona and laid an egg. But then they came back, won two games. They easily should have won, but they did. And let me tell you something. That 70s line, have you been catching these games?
Yeah, they're rolling.
I mean, Toffoli looks
You knew Toffoli was going to be good.
I knew it was going to be good, but he's playing the body now. He threw a check and then came down and had the puck on a string. I mean, and then Pearson looks great, too. I mean, and
that 70s line is rolling.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best line in hockey right now.
I think it might be.
It really is the best line in hockey. I mean, Toffoli looks – if you, I mean, I don't know if you guys TiVo NHL Tonight's or whatever, but oh my God, the move he put on last night, he looked like Lemieux, like the puck was on a string.
That kid's talented, man. And, you know, and young.
And Pearson plays tough. Pearson's good, too, man. Third and fourth ever. That's what I'm saying. Like, the Kings know how to get young guys into the mix that don't let the old guys sit around, which a lot of these teams, you know, I mean, Boston has some young guys. I think Boston's mistake is, and we'll be talking about this forever, is they should have traded Corey Krug, who was like a miniature defenseman that's good on power plays. But you know what? Someone would have overpaid for him. And now they got a problem. Anaheim Barbecue Bruce after, you know, Gibson went to the minors after that debacle in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. That's so weird because, you know, they put him in the playoffs and he played great.
Yeah. Oh, we talked about this on the KLOS because I'm like, yeah, it's like why would you play that rookie kid in front of his family and friends against Crosby?
Like, yeah, that was bad.
You know, it's like here, well, welcome to your execution, kid.
Well, and now everyone at Thanksgiving is going to be like, yeah, dude, hey, we saw you.
Yeah, they'll be back with their Penguin jerseys at Thanksgiving. Yeah. They had their Duck jerseys on for a day. But Anderson, 3-0, and the Ducks, Kessler looks good on the Ducks.
Yeah.
He makes Kessler their power play ridiculous. Good on the Ducks, are you kidding me?
We knew that he was going to be good.
I thought he'd be good on the Ducks, but I didn't think he makes that power play ridiculous. I mean, Perry's insanely good.
And they got a loaded team, man.
Loaded team. Yeah. And
they improved themselves.
Yeah, Barbecue will mess it up.
I'm sure he will.
And the Sharks are off to a hot start again. I mean, you know, but it's the regular season.
Come on.
You know who scored for them?
Who?
John Scott.
Oh, come on.
He looked like me. It looked like me lumbering up to the crate, lumbering through and putting a weak shot, and he scored. Oh, you know, it was against Buffalo. It was terrible.
But I you know, the Sharks, wow. They got to get off the snide for the playoffs. Now they always do well. They always do well early.
Yeah, it's Mr. October. But they do look good. They look good. That's the sad thing. They look good. That's my worry about the Kings is if they're just going to screw around, but they woke up. Because Vancouver's looking good.
Yeah, they are.
Sundin's are playing well.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I thought
they always
really
knock them, but they're pretty talented. And if they keep it, if they keep it together, they're good.
Well, you know, I don't. I guess I do knock them. I do knock.
Well,
them.
We do.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I think we never say that they're not good. It's just that we say they don't always live up to their potential.
Yeah,
and I don't know, but they are off to a good start.
And Ryan Miller made some saves the other night, but Ryan Miller always makes saves when they don't count. So.
True. Now, the Flyers are winless. Why do you think that is?
Because my prayers have been answered. I've been a good boy all week. No, I don't, you know, because, well, you know, we knocked on, you know, I always knock Teeman in, but he's not there. He eats up a lot of minutes. Their defense stinks. And Mason's a decent goaltender, but he can't be exposed the whole time. They're not that good. People don't want to hear it, especially for me. What makes me sick is that Simmons is on that team, the old king. I love Simmons.
Yeah, Simmons is good.
Did you see the goal he made the other night? His hands?
No, but
I
know he's good.
Yeah, Simmons is good.
And now, what's wrong with the Rangers? The Rangers made it to the finals last year, but they look bad now.
Well, they got a few things to overcome right now. Dan Boyle is hurt. He's going to be one of their big four defensemen and definitely the power play catalyst. He broke his hand. He's out four to six. And then Haglin is out. And that's no. Or, I'm sorry, Stepan is out. The number one center, Stepan, is out. And that's huge for them. And what's interesting is Rick Nash is on fire.
I know. You're least favorite player, but he's playing pretty good right
now.
Oh, well,
he's not my least favorite player is Claude Giroux.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. But he's right up there with your.
No, you know what? You know what though? I don't hate Rick Nash. I just think he's overrated. That's why he's playing so good now, because the Rangers have been stinking.
So he looks good by comparison.
Yeah, he's always plays good on teams that stink. Look at Columbus. As soon as Columbus got rid of him, they became a team.
Uh huh. Okay.
Right.
Now they have a bright spot on the Rangers, Duclair.
Oh, Duclair. Have you seen him play?
Haven't seen him, but I've been hearing about him.
young African-American kid. He's about 18, 19. He looks like he's like 15, too. And he lit up the preseason. You think, okay, it's the preseason. No, he has like he's a couple goals already. He just brings that energy. You know, he's kind of like Simmons, like a tall, lanky guy that is going to be fill out a little bit more and probably, you know, but he's much more talented already than Simmons. He's fast. He's got some good hands.
Yeah, that
I like it. I like, you know, when the Rangers are good, you hate to lose to the Rangers. They're like a big rivalry, but it's good when the Rangers are good. It makes the league all, you know, ships rise, you know, the whatever that saying is, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you want, like the New York team to be.
Yeah. 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 It's good.
It's important. All right. Let's see. Colorado, despite all their pickups that they had in the offseason, are off to a slow start. Why?
Well, Minnesota got their number. Minnesota shut them out back to backs.
Well, and why are they playing poorly? Does it take time for the new guys to gel?
I think Minnesota has their number. Because then they went in the – they beat Boston with 0.04 seconds left by my buddy Daniel Briere. Remember I said Briere is paid to score not 30 goals anymore, but the big one you need?
Yeah.
I didn't know he'd need one the first week of the season on Columbus Day. But – dude, they'd have been 0-4. They'd have been 0-3. Like they needed that. They needed that. You know. Yeah, and Briere came through. Iggy hasn't done anything yet.
No, not yet.
No, he hasn't done anything yet. And Vermaloff is.
I mean, he will. I mean, you know.
Yeah, Iggy will. But you know, Minnesota just has their. Minnesota's looked pretty good. But I don't ask me how. but they've looked good.
You picked them kind of low.
I picked them to squeak in at 8.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But they're, yeah, right now they look good. Islanders are on fire. Why do you think that is?
Because they made some shrewd trades. First of all, you know my love of everything John Tavares.
Yeah,
Tavares. To me, he's the closest thing to Lemieux as far as, like, big and power and grace. And, you know, it's funny, is Grabner's even hurt because I remember slurping Grabner on like the preview, how much I love how fast he is. He's her, but they got Grabowski on the second, gives them a second line with Brock Nielsen, and then they still got Tavares on you know on the first line, and they got Boychuk and they got Letty.
Boychuk really helps them.
Yeah, Boychuk. I can't believe Boston got rid of him. And you know Letty just scored, and they got Kyle Oposo. The Islanders are just loaded, and they got Halak. Halak's a good goaltender. You know they're a good team. Capuano's a good coach. You know they're. I picked them to make the playoffs. The other team I picked in the East is also coming up a little bit. Is Barry Trotz's is Washington Capitals.
Those Caps. Look out for those Caps, man. Yeah, I ran into a Caps fan the other day. He was bragging about the new coach,
Barry Trotz. You know what he did? He switched. Whatever you want to say about trying to teach Ovechkin a lesson or do this or do that. You know what? Trotz just came in and he put Ovechkin back on his normal side.
And
he started scoring again.
He's got like 4 goals already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right. They're playing some defense. They're Holtby looked terrible against the Sharks. I think they're going to have to trade for a goaltender. Oh, you know what? I will say this about Minnesota. Much maligned. I always rip on them. Kemper.
Right.
Number 2 star beat Sid out by 1. Wow. Sid was like number 3 star. So they got some good goaltending this week. So I will shout out that to the Minnesota.
You got to give them some props.
I'm going to say the North Stars, the Minnesota Wilds. God, like,
I still like North Stars.
Yeah, why aren't they the North Stars? Yeah. Dallas should give them their name back.
I think so.
Because their uniforms are so hideous. God almighty, those Wilds. It looks
Yeah.
That's another reason why I can't watch them.
Weird unis. But they're playing well so far. You got to get
that. They'll be in the deep end of the pool.
Now, why is New Jersey scoring?
Two words. Mike Calamari.
Calamari.
Your old buddy. The old king.
Yeah.
Remember him?
They used to throw him on the ice in Detroit.
Yeah. he picked it up. I thought he was – I didn't expect him to go into New Jersey and score like he is. He's playing great. Yonkers only had like 1 assist.
Yeah, he's off to a little bit of a slow start.
Off to a slow start, but you know, Calamari. That's just Vision Bob,
Camilleri,
the great Bob Miller, Calamari.
Yeah,
yeah. No, Kyle Murray's putting the biscuit in the basket. So he's making me look. He's making me look bad already. I thought he'd just get there and just eh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then Anaheim, Anderson's the number one goalie.
Yeah, 3-0.
Do you think Gibson comes back up at some point? I guess we'll see.
They said he's only going down for two games to get his mojo back, but I don't see how, at least for a while, it's not Anderson's job to lose. But as always, it's Barbecue Bruce.
Yep.
Mess up a one-car funeral.
You always say that.
It's Barbecue Bruce. You know, he's had, you know, he made Disco Dan look like, Al Arbor. He did. You know, who did Disco ever outcoach?
Good point.
You know?
Now, Kessler, really, as you mentioned earlier, is really, he looks good. He fits.
You know, well, they run that, they play the high-low post on that power play. He's up top I got something in my eye, I'm sorry. And I have a cough button, I have an eye button.
Come on, Maria. Let's install one of those. We gotta get something for that.
With him and Perry down low, and it's like boom, you know, it's like the high low post. I mean, you can't move Kessler out of that slot. He's a man.
Honestly, at this point, not just at this point, is Anaheim better than the Kings? Player for player.
No. I actually think that this year is. I like their team better. I think it's kind of like what the Penguins tried to do, try to get less regular season friendly and more playoff friendly. I liked the Ducks more as a regular season team last year than I do this year, because I think they were better off. Well, first of all, I think the Kings are better this year than they were last year.
Even though they really didn't make many changes.
No, but if you look at the way Toffoli and Pearson are playing.
Yeah, they're playing great. Yeah.
They're playing ridiculous. And
Quick seems to be healed up.
The only problem with the Kings is Muzzin is hurt right now. And
they just re-signed him to a big five-year contract.
Oh, they did? Well, they better get him back. Better re-sign the trainer.
Yeah, because he's been out.
He's been out. No, because Reguer is always my whipping boy. Like the first game of the year, penalty killing, Reguer just crushed someone on the Sharks right into Quick. It's like, what are you doing? I mean, you know, I like Jones, but he's not Quick.
No. And he's not a bad backup.
And that's Reguer's move is that, you know, it's like, I mean, so I think they're going to have to trade for another defenseman. Because I think Reguer, when did they start playing great? It was when Reguer was hurt and they put Green in. Yeah. So, I mean, and McNabb, the other defenseman, looks, he's just out of place out there. The other new the rookie they got. But and to answer your question, I just think that, I mean, like last year, you know, they were more, the talent was more spread out, I think, on the Ducks last year, 1 through 4 lines.
Okay.
They gave up. I mean, they had Solani, they had Kovu.
Yeah.
They had a couple other guys that.
Well, just those two, traded. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Kessler's going to mean more come the playoffs.
Yeah, he's a big time player.
Right.
That was a really smart pickup.
And it wasn't for nothing, but they got it pretty cheap. Now, the one team we have not talked about who just got off the schneid last night was the great Alindia Ruffs.
Your
Dallas
boy.
Stars.
Your boy.
Yeah. I don't know if you caught that game.
You didn't see it.
Oh. Jamie Benn has kind of become Ryan Getzlaf light.
One of my favorite players.
You like Jamie Benn? Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
He is like Getzlaf.
I didn't mean light, because I mean, what does he do? His team's playing haphazardly in the second period, gets into a big scrap, scores a big goal.
He's big, tough, and he can score.
Yeah. Sagan got the hat trick last night. You know, just it's good, man.
They're heating up a little.
Heating up. You know, that's the thing is, as much as we say, you know, Colorado, it's a slow start. You know, they're in the Central. They gotta get some points. That's what worries me about the Rangers is, you know, you start getting behind some of these teams. they're not the East is the Atlantic is not as weak as the Metro is not as weak as it was last year. Either is the Atlantic for that matter. If Boston wants to get too far behind, you know, Montreal's started out pretty hot. Tampa Bay, I guess, is not going to go away. And your Red Wings have been collecting points.
Yeah, yeah.
Big game tonight on a rivalry Wednesday. Boston
against Detroit, and that's a tough one. That's from last year's playoffs.
Yeah. Who do you like in that one tonight?
Man, I got to go Red Wings because I'll tell you why. Not just because I'm a Red Wings guy.
No, not at all.
Because of what you said earlier. I think Boston's not playing up to where they were last year yet.
No, not at all.
Maybe they will, but right now they seem a little soft compared to last year.
Yeah. Detroit's...
Because they ran us out. Well, actually, we played them pretty tough the first couple of games.
Let them off the hook in game four.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It was like Dunkirk with my associate history degree.
Yeah.
You let them off the hook,
finally
though.
Use that.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
No, it's true, though. But they just seemed tougher and more on top of it last year in the playoffs. Now they seem they're not as good.
No, they... I really feel they feel to me the word's listless.
Something's going on there. They just don't have the juice.
They don't have the juice. It's like been there, done that. We know the regular season doesn't really matter. But I think what's worse is in the back of their minds, they're like, we're not as good as we were last year.
I think you know it, right?
And I think they know it. Yeah. And what I feel bad about for their case is they should have used that Boychuk trade and got a winger. Because now it's like I think they need a big trade.
But they probably do. They probably do.
They do, but I don't know who they're going to trade. I would not trade Marchand. I would not trade Lucic.
No way.
And I would not trade Bergeron, and I would not trade Krejci. Now, after that, I don't know who they have that anyone wants.
That anybody wants. That's the key.
Yeah, whereas like the Penguins, not to bring it back, but it's like, okay, they, you know, it was time to get rid of Neil. Well, people want Neil.
Yeah,
it's not time to get It's not time to get rid of Lucic.
No, it's not.
It's not time to get rid of Chara.
No,
it's not time to get rid of Seidenberg.
No, they got some guys you can't.
Yeah, it's like the guys they. I mean, I'll tell you what. We'll break it down when Bill comes. Bill's coming in before Christmas. We'll do a big Boston Bees section. But you know what? I mean, I love Peter Chiarelli, but his last couple of trades have been dubious, to say the least. He's the one that got Louis Erickson for Tyler Seguin and Peverly.
Oh, by the way, is Peverly coming back?
I watched the telecast. They said he's been working out with the coaches in non-contact drills.
Wow.
And he's thinking about it.
Wow. You think that's safe? You never know, I guess.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they're letting Letang play, and he had a stroke.
But Peverly was
had a heart
attack. They're both,
I don't know. I don't know what's isn't. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I play one
on a puck off.
I don't know. I think strokes are worse, right? Strokes kind of mess you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would not.
Such a tough sport. I don't know.
I don't know.
Peverly's a tough guy. Remember, he wanted to go back in when he had the heart attack.
Yeah, I don't think they should let him. I don't think they should let him play.
No, I don't either. I would say it's a little too scary.
Yeah, you know what? That was a bad scene.
It was a bad scene, and it looked scary. And I think he got out of it safely. Let's keep it that way.
Come back, throw the ceremony for a puck out. Have a big, a big to do. But
sign him for the upper office. Let him give him a job in the upper.
Yeah, let him go to Kmart, hand out a few plastic sticks.
Yeah. That's another idea for Puckoff merchandise. Plastic sticks.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, that brings us to what we were talking about. If you have any ideas for what kind of swag, the T-shirts are coming. So
those
are coming. We talked to the big boss today. The T-shirts are definitely in the works. So the T-shirts are coming.
Cool.
And we're going to also have some of our funner sayings we have, like, he's a skirt.
On a T-shirt?
Yeah.
We're gonna have a bumper sticker? He's a skirt.
He's a skirt. Yeah.
Love that.
But so, maybe put on the Facebook page, some of your, or email them or put them on the page, just some of your favorite sayings. because those will be the first ones that we make on the t-shirts. But we got magnet ideas and other stuff.
I love the Parkoff magnet.
Yeah, that's...
Even Maria wanted one.
That's going to happen. But, you know, any kind of swag you're thinking about, because we got the boss's ear, so, you know... Well,
it's awesome. I love the just brainstorming on it.
Yeah, it's fun.
And the other thing, we got a shout out idea.
Yeah,
you know, we're going to work out a thing where you can call in and tape a shout out.
Yeah,
for your team or whatever you want to say.
You get
what are you going to give them? 15 seconds.
I don't know. The captain was the captain. Went short shifts.
Yeah. You can't have people rambling. 10 to 15. We'll figure it out.
Captain's like, 10 seconds here.
Yeah, come on.
So I can't even say the Winnipeg Jets. That's like about eight right there.
Okay, we better make it 15.
Well, we'll give you 15 seconds. The other thing is, if you're still in the market for a website, and who isn't, you know, like Claude Giroux's buckgrab.com, then you'll want to use the...
That's a good one.
You want to go to GoDaddy. You know, the cool people with the awesome hot chicks on their commercials. And you want to use the code PUCK149. PUCK149.
I'm writing it down.
At GoDaddy.com.
Yeah.
You get a website for not $13 a year, not $50 a year, $1.49. I was at Office Depot last night trying to buy some printer juice, and the candy bar is like $1.99.
Yeah, you can't beat...
Can't even get a candy bar for the price of a website on GoDaddy.com with the code...
You're not going to beat that.
PUCK149.
I love that. Now, let's go back to Washington for a second, if we will.
Go ahead.
They're looking good. Why? They got the new coach. Why else?
I think it's about giving in to Ovechkin. I think some people try to break the wild stallion, and I think no one's been more embarrassed and wants to win more than him, in a way.
He's playing well.
Yeah. And I think put him on the side he wants to play in, because because if these guys are getting up there now, you know, Sid's not the kid, you know, Sid's a man, and Ovechkin's been here 10 years now.
Yeah.
You know, if he's not going to be happy and play well now, he's going to go back to Russia in 2 years. So I think get the best out of him while you can. They have him playing in all three zones, and that's what Barry Trotz does. And he's on his right side to come down and make his patented shot. And he has some backup now. You know, he's just better coached. It's a better run organization.
Yeah, I think this coach is working.
They got defensemen now. You know, they have a team. I always said it was like four guys. And Backstrom is coming way into his own as his center. Backstrom is a great player. That's what they're even saying. Backstrom's good enough where they would take the PR hit. But, you know, if there's a problem between Trotz and Ovechkin, that maybe Ovechkin will be playing, you know, in San Jose.
Wow.
You know,
I would not want to see that as a Kings fan.
No. But, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's not... the last five coaches, like, oh, you have a problem with Ovechkin. Well, here's your pink slip. Now they're saying, now it's like, you know what? Maybe Ovechkin's not going to get the benefit of every doubt.
Do you think he's a tough guy to coach?
I don't think he's tougher than any other
superstar.
Temperamental superstar.
Yeah.
Maybe temperamental's a bet. I think Russians, there's a
language barrier.
I don't think it's a language barrier as much as a cultural barrier. I think as much as, you know, like, I think sometimes it doesn't really matter to them as much in the big picture as it does to a Canadian farm kid.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, not knocking them. I mean, they want to win the Olympics, I think, and I think, yeah. I think they all want one. I mean, look at Gino won the Conn Smythe. You know, he played his ass off for that first one.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I think he wants one. That's what I'm saying. He wants one for sure.
Well, everybody knows that winning the cup is huge, but maybe not as much to a Russian player.
Yeah, and I think it's like
the Olympics is probably a bigger thing for them, right?
Yeah, and I mean look at my all time favorite non Penguin player. I mean, look at Fedorov. He won a couple cups and then he just enjoyed tennis stars.
Yeah. He had it right, didn't he?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Whereas maybe if he was a Canadian, maybe he'd be more into, you know, it's like, it's kind of like this is like their vacation kind of from, you know, Russia.
Yeah, they got out.
I mean, I can't speak. I can't speak for them exactly, but I don't know. But I think all superstars, if you want to, I mean, you know, say what you want. You know, Sid is playing the right circle on the power play. Geno should be playing the right circle on the power play. Why? You know, that's, but no one's going to tell Sid where he can play.
Well, Sid also seems to be the kind of superstar that is also kind of a blue collar worker.
Right. And they think he's the superstar that everyone gets along with, everyone loves, and he is.
Yeah.
But why is he not, why is he in the right circle?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Superstars are superstars. They get their way.
A little bit what they want. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I love that commercial where he's with the kids and the, have you seen that? Where Sid is playing hockey with the, I don't know if it was a commercial or maybe it was, I don't know what it was. Anyway, he went over to somebody, a fan's house, and was playing backyard hockey with the.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what they do. He was a Melrose.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they do is they hand out.
It was Melrose, yeah.
Yeah, they hand
that
out.
That was awesome, man.
They hand out the season tickets.
Oh, that was so cool.
All the Penguins go and they pick a couple houses and they.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, I think a bunch of teams do it now. The Penguins were one of the first teams. But it was funny. They were saying, do you ever go up and you're not the favorite? He goes, oh, yeah, I've been. Sometimes where Malkin's their favorite player or whatever. You know, it's still great to get Sid.
Yeah, if you get Sid.
Craig Adams came to my door to cross-check him. I said, see, this is how you play defense, Adams. can you get the play? Let's go in the backyard and show you how to get the puck out.
That's funny. Now, what about, okay, Tampa Bay's on fire. Why? I mean, Stamkos, of course, is killing it. But
hey, they already had a hat trick, the Stammer. Victor Hedman, after maybe 5 years of not living up to potential, is now living up to his 6'5 frame and is having a Norris Trophy-esque season.
Can they carry that on, or are they going to fade?
Well, I thought they were going to fade, but they seem to be everybody's darling. And what am I supposed to say? They're killing people now.
Look good, right?
Yeah. So it's the first week. You know, like I'll be eating crow at the end of the year. Maybe not. The team I'm more worried about. Something seems off from my original pick. Two actually. Colorado. I just don't know if the sophomore slump of Wall. Maybe Wall has to break the glass on somebody. And the Rangers. You know, I understand they're missing. I understand they're missing Stepan, the number one center, and that is big. But they normally don't let the Islanders come into the Garden and trample them.
Yeah, no, true. Yeah, true. Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Well, all right. I think we covered pretty much everything, right? And it was really a fun show.
Great show as always. You're the best, Fresh.
I enjoyed having you on KLOS as my guest. You'll be there many more times, and the fans loved you. So,
oh, thanks. It was fun. Well, you know, Mel and everyone's and your board guy, everyone treated me when you're treated well, it's easy to do. That's like here. It's easy to do a show.
Well, none of them are Maria.
No. Well, of course not.
That's what we know.
You know what I mean? No, but I mean, it's like when people are so nice, it's easy to do a show.
Well, I'm lucky to have a good crew.
Yeah.
And we really appreciated you coming on the show and giving us a kind of an update or, you know, an overview of the season.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah,
we had fun.
You'll be back. And what do you got going on with the stand-up?
This week, I got a couple little things, but nothing. By the time this comes out, I think it'll be done. So
okay. Me too.
Yeah.
playing around town.
Just watching, you know, playing. If you're in L.A., come see me, you know, Flappers and John Lovitz and that sort of thing.
Yeah, cool. And, you know, guys, enjoy the games this week. We're rolling.
Yeah. Thank you. We just want to thank everyone for listening. We really appreciate it. We have a lot of fun.
Love those fans. All right. We'll have more for you on the merch and the swag and all the stuff we're coming up with soon.
Yep.
And thanks for joining us today on Puck Off. We're out.